the hell is going on with my account? Fresh Fit Wealth.
Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Good morning, Heather. My name is Chanel Wiggins. I just noticed that Fresh Fit Welfare has been taken out of my account on the 8th of January, and it's actually in process of being taken out as we speak. I do not have any recollection of this account at all. I haven't used this product. I haven't been on the app, and I was wondering if we can place this money back into my account and go through a fraud and whoever, go through whoever to figure out what happened. Hello.
All right, yes, ma'am. Could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Shipping address will be 5314 Wayne Avenue, second floor, Philadelphia, PA 19144.
Okay, and give me just a moment here to take a look at the account. Okay. All right, so yeah, I show here that the account was created originally on December 10th. After completing a survey, there was an offer to receive a free iPhone 12. It also included membership for our Bites Hub app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. So
no,
all of the customers, I wasn't offering, I'm just explaining. So all of the customers that sign up for our service do it after completing some sort of survey or after receiving an email from us. Is it possible that someone else in the home might have attempted to use your information to place the order to receive the iPhone 12?
It could have been my son, but he didn't receive. He probably like started it, but never went through it. He has an iPhone himself already. I don't understand what happened. Even
okay.
If he tried to start it, he didn't finish it. But no, other than that, no.
Okay. All right. So let me see here. All right. So the email address that was put on the account is ChanelWiggins@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number that was listed on the account is 267-622-7563.
Yes, that's my number.
Okay. Give me one moment here. I need to look at some of these notes on this account quick before we can continue to pursue a claim for fraud.
Okay. $50 a month. It's ridiculous. Tell you how to eat right. What the hell are you? Can't do nothing online nowadays without being charged for something.
I apologize for the wait. Just give me one more moment here. All right, I apologize for the wait. So I'm looking here at the account because we do a certain verification method whenever we're processing accounts to make sure that fraud can't happen. And your account was actually approved by the bank before anything was processed. So I wouldn't be able to submit a claim for fraud just based off of the fact that your bank had already verified, looked over the order form, and then process the payment based off of that, especially with all of the Heather. So especially with all of the information on the account matching, normally we wouldn't consider it fraud, which is why we started.
Even if I went through, excuse me, Heather, I'm not trying to start.
Okay, go ahead.
But even if I did see a survey, I did not approve for Fresh Fit Welfare $49.89 to be taken out of my account per month for somebody to tell me how to eat. Sorry, I do not approve for that. I would like for my money to be replaced back into my account, and that's it.
I understand that, ma'am, but you came over here with the assumption that the account was fraud, and here in the fraud department, this account is not fraud. All of the information matches,
so, to receive my money back?
We wouldn't be able to issue a refund because your bank already went over.
I don't care if they approved or not. I did not say I wanted this done. I did not approve it. So if I need to talk to the CEO of the company, if I need to write the CEO of the company, letting them know that this was fraud because I did not accept it. Because in the process of doing, this is the thing about these surveys. Y'all do these surveys with the assumption of we're submitting to something that we don't agree upon. And
do you
that's
read
what
the
happens.
Terms and conditions?
I
though,
did
ma'am?
Not agree upon that.
Right, but what I'm asking though is when you get these surveys and you see these offers, do you just put your information in or do you actually take the time to read the terms and conditions for the offer so
not,
you're aware
I did not agree
of what
upon
you're signing? Oh, okay, ma'am.
Period.
I'm not stating that you did, okay? I'm not stating that you did. What I'm stating here is that company protocol states that because
out,
of the
okay,
way that the charge was
December. It's been December, January. Now it's
yes,
it's
ma'am. 3 months
February.
Worth of charges. Yes, ma'am.
Right. $50 almost.
Yes, ma'am. Every month we billed you $49.89 since December 10th.
How to eat? I don't need nobody to tell me how to eat.
Well, we don't tell people how to eat, ma'am. It's a health app, so it gives you ideas
right.
of how to eat better, to feel better, boosting energy, cutting sugar
no,
and carb
you.
Cravings.
I don't need that.
Right, and I understand
I don't
that,
need
ma'am.
That.
I'm not
Who
stating that you have
to
have
about,
it.
I'm not going to talk.
We wouldn't
listen,
be able
I'm
to.
I'm not going
to
go back and forth on back and forth with you. I'm not. I did not agree upon. I don't have fucking $50 each month for an app to tell me how to eat, how to work out, and how to move around. No, thank you.
Okay. And I definitely understand that, ma'am. We wouldn't be able, no one here would be able
to. Who do I need to talk to,
Heather? I'm trying to answer your question. Are you going to let me answer it or are you just going to keep talking over me? Because I can't help you like this, Mrs. Wiggins.
Well, listen, Heather, how about this? You give me the name of your supervisor. You give me the email. You give me the address on who I need to contact. The number I need to contact, the address I need to write to, and your supervisor.
Okay, so I am the supervisor here in the fraud department.
Right, and it's
so
always
I can,
someone over you.
Right, ma'am. But, okay, allow me to answer your question, okay?
Right.
I can't answer it if you keep talking over me. Again, I can't help you like this. So I'll let you know what information I can give you that I actually have to give you. Okay. Yes, I am the supervisor here. Whoever's above me, I don't know their name specifically, and we're not allowed to give out names over the phone of specific agents. Okay. I'm not allowed to do that. But what I can do here is I can give you the email for you to contact. We don't have an address for corporate or anything like that. But if you want to email them, they do respond via email.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give you the email for that if you'd like.
I'm waiting.
Okay. So that's going to be CS, that's Charlie Sam, at grab, Bites, BITES, hub@grabbybyourhub.com.
cs@grabbybyourhub.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's nobody I can attention it to. Just, I mean, to whomever.
You would just send in your message. One of the CEOs that handles the messages, whoever is in charge of handling all incoming email, will respond.
What's your name again?
Heather. My name is Heather.
What's your last name, Heather? Stop.
I'm not giving you my last name, ma'am. I'm not required to by law.
So you don't have no ID or anything?
No, ma'am. I don't have an ID.
No customer ID?
No, ma'am. I don't have a customer ID. Our company doesn't offer customer IDs. I'm just being honest.
You don't even know who's above you at all.
And I mean, I can name multiple managers that are above me, but I'm not required by law to give you their names. You would get transferred to whatever
whatever
manager answers the call, and they're going to tell you the same thing. The account was verified through your bank. There's nothing we can do.
How is this customer service? If I'm telling you that whether the bank said, okay, well, it's verified,
yes,
but
ma'am.
I didn't, as a customer, didn't I agree upon this, that I did a survey, that maybe, yes, I mistakenly submit something without properly reading it. And I said, well, wait a minute. I did not agree upon this. I'm just doing a survey for a phone.
Okay.
Okay.
But you
all
remember,
right.
Mrs. Wiggins, at the beginning of the recorded call, you said you did not do this. You have no idea what's going on.
I'm not finished.
I understand that, ma'am, but you've been talking over me this whole time. So this is what I'm going to do. I can't do anything
to
assist you. I'm going to transfer you over to a manager so they can tell you the same thing that I told you, because I am trying to help you by explaining to you what you signed up for, ma'am. It is good customer service. You're just mad because I can't do what you're telling me to do.
Period. You're telling me that you cannot take care of an issue that I've had because legally your bank authorized the charge. I don't give a fuck about my bank. I did not accept it.
Yes, you did, ma'am. You just admitted that you placed the order.
Transfer me over. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Give me one moment. Let me get you ready for transfer. Please hold.
I can't wait to send this email.
Bear with me one more moment here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you now. Before I do, I want to say thank you again for contacting customer support. Please hold while I transfer.